great. He had good practice. I thought Aaron Rodgers, I thought he threw the ball very well. I thought he had a very good Wednesday practice.
Do you expect him to start Sunday, or do you think you have to go through the meeting?
I anticipate Aaron to start Sunday, yes.
Like you mentioned last week, that he's wearing a different helmet.
Yes.
Do you have any more specifics on that at all?
He's wearing a different helmet than he used to wear. There's a number of different helmets that are made available to NFL players. Obviously, they have options. And he chose to switch to another helmet, so I'm sure he could share the specifics about that with you.
Mike, what do you get with a veteran like Aaron in the game?
Excuse me?
What do you get with a veteran like Aaron in the game? What does that add to?
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is clearly probably one of our best or the best player on our football team. So I think that probably answers the question all the way around. I mean, he's commander in chief of the offense. He does a very good job. I mean, Matt had an opportunity this past week, did some very positive things. But, you know, Aaron's our starting quarterback. So been very productive, and he's going to have to play big Sunday for us to be successful.
Mike, what do you expect from Nick Collins this week, and why was he, I guess, unable to come back in?
Well, this week, I just know Nick's history. You know, I expect him to progress like he usually does, and I anticipate that he'll play. But until I'm given further information to think otherwise, those decisions, you know, during the games is really comes down to the doctors. So they felt that Nick could not go back in, and that's their decision. It's cut and dry.
Mike, as you were preparing for practice this week, did you have to weigh at all whether to give Matt a significant amount of snaps just in case, you know, something happens with Aaron? Is he susceptible or, you know, something happens at the end of the week?
My thought about Matt's reps would be no different this week than prior weeks. I mean, he'll take the normal reps that the number two quarterback takes, and even Graham. We put Graham in some of the drills also with our game plan. So we have a normal progression that we've always gone through, and we'll go back to that this week for the Giants.
In other words, Rodgers takes almost all the number.
Correct. Players. Yes.
Mike, do you expect your team to come out fighting and scratching like they got their backs up against the wall starting on Sunday against the Giants?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our playoffs started when we got on the plane to come home Sunday. So that's the way we're approaching our preparation. That's the way we're approaching this game. So it's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere here at home. We feel very good about that. They're an excellent opponent. There's a lot of positive things on film that we've been going through today with our players, and it'll definitely be a playoff-type game.
Can you talk about just stopping their running game, which is a terrific 1-2 punch?
And I think they do a very good job, personnel and what they do with their big guys. So their running game is excellent. They have a great 1-2 punch, as you've already stated. And, you know, we anticipate them coming in here trying to run the ball on us. So,
for your running game, do you just look at it as, based on the matchup that you're looking at, let's plug in who fits best in based on that kind of a defense, maybe?
You talk about personnel or a scheme here? I mean,
well,
follow your question.
How do you decide who's up, who's down, and then who gets carries?
Talking about our running backs?
Yes.
Well, it's a two-part answer. Obviously, the offense that you have in for that particular week, and then the second part is special teams. So, you know, whether we carry six running backs or five running backs, most times it comes down to the special teams preparation and game plan.
Are the Giants more of a power team and the Packers more of a finesse team? Is that an accurate statement?
I wouldn't say that. I think we play very physical football, so I wouldn't agree with that statement.
Mike, can you talk a little bit about Justin Tuck and OCU? And you know, they each have 10 sacks. How do you go about containing these guys?
Well, they're excellent, and Tuck, they're doing a very good job schematically moving them around than prior years. So I've been very impressed with his flexibility. And Aussie's, you know, has been an excellent pass rusher in this league for quite some time. So their D line is, in my opinion, the strength of their defense. It'll be a big challenge for us, but you know, it'll be important for us to know where they are at all times, and it's going to be a big challenge for our offensive line. Thank you.